My association with Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj over the decades has revealed an ever-deepening legacy of love. Our relationship began, I guess, in the late 70s, when I asked him about his experience of entering Lord Jagannath's temple in Puri. And to my astonishment, he went to a secluded place with me and narrated the whole story, giving me all his precious time. That experience was like a seed which sprouted over the decades, decades which were blessed by his physical presence in this world. That period included dark and difficult times, as when he, along with the New Vrindavan devotees, with whom he had grown very dear, were excommunicated, if that's the right term, by ISKCON. Those episodes of ordeal forged a tangible relationship when his guidance, counsel, wisdom, faith, and encouragement sustained and uplifted our souls to a larger and deeper experience of Krishna's love. We would often visit him in Washington, D.C., which had a metaphorical flavor to it, as if he were an ambassador from another world with an embassy in our nation's capital. When the devastating news reached us that Srila Prabhupada had called his ambassador to prepare for coming home, I went to visit him in Gita Nagari and found him to be more alive, vibrant, and ecstatic than ever, despite his illness, the advancing stages of his illness. As the time grew nearer for his returning to home, he became an ever-increasingly clear, transparent via medium, representing and conveying the love and realization which constitutes relationships in the spiritual world. As he began to enter the Nirjan Bhajan stage, disassociating himself from his identity as Bhakti Tirtha Swami and entering his eternal role more and more, there was a loving tension between his terminating an earthly sojourn and continuing to welcome and interact with devotees and guests who were yearning for his precious association and guidance. During this stage, he excelled in his previous gift of looking right into the soul of all kinds of persons and interacting with them in the most appropriate manner of spiritual relationships. The inspiration and empowerment he expressed and transferred conveyed a tangible experience of the spiritual dimension. It was reminiscent of Bhishma Dev lovingly welcoming and receiving guests and imparting ever-deepening wisdom in discourses with them while himself in a physical condition of excruciating pain. There was an increasing intensity as time was running out, yet sweet and even humorous episodes maintained a dynamic variegatedness to the pain of imminent separation. His empathy with devotees' sufferings and challenges and his empowerment to represent Srila Prabhupada continued to deepen, drawing all those he touched into a loving surrender. And in a manner reminiscent of Srila Prabhupada's last days, Srila Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was teaching that love is beyond death, and he was preparing us for a relationship which would endure in a realm where death has no access. As the gem of his humility illumined the surroundings with increasing and expanding brilliance, the yearning of his soul drew him back to his homeland. Entering the portals of that eternal realm, Srila Bhaktivedanta Maharaj left behind a bridge that will help us all to cross over, following in his footsteps. I say bridge in addition to the standard metaphor of a boat for crossing the ocean of nations, because it demonstrates the ongoing relationship, the connectedness of the material and spiritual worlds. His choice of Gita Nagari as his last junction is also quite significant and revolutionary. Srila Prabhupada was also going there, intending to establish Varnashram Dharma, when he turned back to Vrindavan for his final pastimes in this world. Srila Bhaktivedanta Maharaj demonstrated faith that communities established by Srila Prabhupada are also tirthas, that loving relationships is the foundation of Vaishnavism, offering encouragement at the end, as he had done all along, to the farm communities. Srila Prabhupada has previously prepared us, and continues to do so, to accept death, whether our own or beloved Vaishnava associates, with gratitude. This is due to the inconceivable added dimension of love in separation, love and union in separation, which grows from theoretical knowledge to a realized, tangible reality when the Vaishnava crosses over. The words of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur come to life as we realize he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die. When they are living still and sound, the Vaishnavas die to live, and in living spread the holy name around. In their dying to live, Vaishnavas lure us into a realm of loving relationships that death cannot sever. Though we mourn bitterly, and everything, the flowers, the trees, clouds, mountains, and valleys reflect our sorrow, there is nevertheless a sweetness in the pain, which nurtures the return of joy in a deeper, more substantial, and enduring form, as we realize the ongoing love and union within the separation we feel. With the heart moistened by tears and softened by love, our inner perception awakens to a realm where the deepest communion with beloved devotees is not born of close physical proximity, which lacks the distance needed for reflection. A fuller communion is born in separation when the spirit of the departed Vaishnavas opens the eyes of our soul to perceive who they truly were and why they entered into our lives. No, Let's change that paragraph. A fuller communion is born in separation when the spirit of the departed Vaishnavas opens the eyes of our soul to perceive more and more in time who they truly were and why they entered into our lives. Srila Prabhupada is preparing us for a communion so intimate and sacred that our physical senses and mind cannot apprehend or understand. He and his associates are living with us still in their spirit, calling us by their words and attracting us by their love into a realm of relationships that darkness cannot diminish, time cannot terminate, and death has no access. My eternal gratitude expands to Srila Prabhupada due to his awarding us the association of Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, an unconditionally surrendered soul whose service to Sri Gurudev has inspired bhakti in the hearts of all types of living entities who accepted him as their ever-well-wisher. His life in this world was crowned with a glorious conclusion. As that conclusion approached, he spoke and interacted with us more and more from another dimension. After ascending fully into that eternal abode, he will surely continue to inspire us as he lives with us in a spirit mightier than death, with a love that will never end.
Thank you.